your host, Paul Essen, and I'm joined by nobody. That's right. This episode is just going to be me. I wanted to test drive a new podcast series that I call Bad Takes. Frequent listeners no doubt know that I'm a big fan of popular movies and TV shows. Well, I've noticed that I often have some rather contrarian takes on things that happen in these movies and shows, and I figured it was my responsibility to point out why everybody else is wrong, and I'm right. For the inaugural episode, I wanted to talk about episode 4 of The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, entitled The Whole World is Watching. Obviously, there will be a number of spoilers, by necessity, so if you haven't watched the episode yet, you may want to skip this podcast. Let's begin. So, first a little background. I'm a huge fan of Steve Rogers, at least in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. He's my favorite Avenger, and I was Team Cap all the way in Civil War. I even wrote an additional scene for Civil War because I'm a bit of a nerd like that, and I'll probably post it to the Rampant Discourse page for this podcast episode if you want to check it out. I want to make it very clear. John Walker is no Steve Rogers. He's a flawed Captain America. He's a flawed human being. He's too hot-headed and too eager for a fight. He's cocky and not very tactful. But from everything we can tell about him before this episode, he's also a good man trying to do his best to do what is right. I mean, he has 3 Medals of Honor, and he's trying to stop a group of violent revolutionaries. And there is no doubt at this point that they are violent. Recall what one of their members did to Torres earlier in the season during the bank robbery. Carly herself initiated combat with Bucky when she kicked him out of a moving truck. And of course, the group just got done bombing a building and killing innocent people. Whatever you might think of their goals, and believe me, I actually think their goals are pretty admirable. I think we can all agree their methods should be condemned and can't be tolerated. So let's talk about the big moment from episode 4, the one that everyone's talking about, when John Walker killed the Flag Smasher. It's bad. It's wrong. He killed a man who had his hands up and who didn't present an immediate threat to anybody. At the very least, he should have the mantle of Captain America taken away from him, and an investigation into what happened should occur. Manslaughter charges and a jail sentence are completely reasonable. But I think a little context is important here. John Walker had just gotten out of a trap that was set by the Flag Smashers, including his victim, where the whole plan was to kill Captain America. And they were incredibly close to succeeding. If it wasn't for the intervention of Hoskins, they would definitely have killed him. The person who Captain America killed was far from innocent, and, being enhanced with Super Soldier Serum, far from defenseless, even if he was unarmed. Additionally, the killing was done just minutes after the Flag Smashers had killed Hoskins, John Walker's best friend. It was clearly a heat-of-the-moment kind of killing that was motivated by his rage over losing his friend. That doesn't make the killing justified, but it does make it a little understandable. I say all of this to provide a contrast to Carly Morgenthau, whom I have seen a lot of sympathy for over social media, with some going so far as to call John Walker the true villain and Carly a hero. The show itself definitely feeds that narrative, with Sam constantly defending Carly. I understand the instinct, as her goals are noble, and as I mentioned before, her motivations are sympathetic. But let's be clear. Carly remains far more villain than John Walker. This is the bad take I'm here to argue against. Even prior to her attempted murder of John Walker, Carly had already killed 3 people. Those killings were premeditated, in cold blood, and completely unnecessary, as her victims had already been subdued. Those people were innocent and had done nothing to her. They were no threat. She even had no problem threatening Sam's family, which included children, when all he had done so far was to try to talk her down and come up with a non-violent solution. So let's recap. Carly has killed 3 times as many people as John Walker. Her victims were innocent and unarmed, versus Walker's victim being a super soldier who literally just tried to kill him. She planned her killings well in advance. She used a car bomb, after all, while John's was in the heat of the moment, just seconds after his partner and best friend was killed. Again, I'm not trying to say either killing was justified, but let's not get too clever here with which character has performed more villainous actions. Carly is still clearly the villain of The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Well, her and Zemo. I feel like despite the reminder from Sam, everybody is somehow forgetting that he murdered multiple innocent people in Civil War, including King T'Chaka, and straight up shot a guy in the chest just last episode. But somehow all is forgiven because there was a shot of him dancing at a party for 2 seconds. So there you go. That's my bad take for The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Agree? Disagree? I'd love to hear your thoughts. Let me know on rampantdiscourse.com, facebook.com/rampantdiscourse, on Twitter at rampantdisc, or on our Discord channel at discord.io/rampantdiscourse. Thanks for listening. Can't stop the discourse.